The legislature agreed on an FY17 state budget on Tuesday with some key funding restored, including 100% of the Online with Libraries program. The nearly $762,000 in funding for OWL was axed completely at earlier budget committee sessions, but this week the legislature passed a plan that restores all of the library money. The program keeps rural libraries and residents connected to the rest of the world. Debbie Gravel is a library assistant in Haines. She says the news came as a huge relief.
It will make a huge difference, and it will help immensely. I mean, OWL has been a wonderful program, and it's been so great for rural libraries. I mean, there are certain libraries up in the bush, not necessarily us, who were just going to have to close down. It was so important to their function and to their population.
The state program covers about 20% of the internet costs for small libraries in Alaska, with the federal government picking up almost all of the rest through its E-rate program. The federal money, which adds up to more than $3 million, hinges on that state support. According to the state, libraries pay about 2% of the broadband costs. Currently, 40 communities rely on that state and federal funding for their internet service. Even more towns, including Skagway, use OWL for video conferencing and to access classes and online training.
For us to be able to provide free Wi-Fi, to be able to afford in our budget our public access computers, which we have 7 that people, you know, patrons and guests can get online, this has made it affordable for us.
Gravel says the service provides a comfortable, affordable spot for locals to do everything from banking to shopping, and it allows visitors to check in with family and friends back home.
We all know when we travel, there's always going to be something you need to do or you need to change. And so, yeah, being able to get online is really important. And, you know, and sometimes I think even if they have devices, even if they're willing to pay, they're not quite sure where to go. The library is very visible, and you know, almost everyone knows. It's the first place I go if I need to get online and I'm traveling, it's the library. I think it's become an expectation.
Kim Baxter is the librarian at the Craig Public Library. She says she was thrilled when she heard the news. Since the library is the only place for free internet service in Craig, a lot of people in town use it for job searches, recertification, and online training.
You don't have to buy a $6 orange juice to use it.
Last month, an online petition to restore funding garnered 1,200 signatures from across the state. Baxter says they were coming up with a contingency plan just in case the program was cut.
We would have gone back to not dial-up because that's not an option, but pretty restricted service. No classes and no heavy downloads, and so it had just been checking email, and then whenever our limit was up at the end of the month, we were just going to shut it off until the next month.
Another contentious cut that's safe for now is money for the senior benefits program. The recent budget agreement restores $5.14 million. Almost 12,000 Alaskans aged 65 or older receive the state money through the senior benefits program. There are 3 tiers of senior benefits. Those eligible who fall in the highest income bracket used to receive $125 monthly. That's the portion that as of March 1st got cut to $47. The income limits for each payment level are dependent on the Alaska Federal Poverty Guidelines and change each year as that level changes. According to the Division of Public Assistance, 49 Haines residents and 1 in Skagway utilize the program. Sierra Jimenez is the development director at Southeast Alaska Independent Living in Haines. She says the restoration of funds to these social service programs is good news, but it's still unclear how that $5.1 million will get distributed within the senior benefits program.
What I was hearing from people is they depend on that money to pay their bills, to live, to stay warm. And so it was huge. This potentially is great news, and hopefully all the levels will be restored to what they were, but nobody knows for sure.
Jimenez says other money that directly affects SAIL, like senior community-based grants and senior disability services, also got restored.
There's some other really amazing things that happened. Personal care assistance for people who need personal care living at home, that was restored. Alaska Heating Assistance Program, they had $9.2 million restored. There was a lot for people.
Governor Bill Walker has a couple of weeks to sign off on the FY17 budget with the option to veto portions of it. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.